Kentucky's incarceration rate has continued to rise in recent years, despite efforts to change that trend. Sydney Bowles reports new research finds many cash-strapped counties are increasingly relying on revenue from holding state prisoners to make ends meet.
The Kentucky Department of Corrections pays a county jail about $31 a day to hold a state prisoner. That's half what the state pays to house prisoners in its own facilities. As of 2016, Kentucky held 48% of its state prison population in county jails. That's about 11,000 people. With this system, the state saves money and avoids overcrowding, and local officials get a much-needed influx of cash. But Judah Shept, one of the report's co-authors, says the system gives county officials an incentive to keep jail beds full.
I think it's a bit of an indictment on state priorities and on our larger sort of political imaginations that we rely on jails and prisons as sort of pivot points for the sort of basic needs required to improve people's lives, like extending water lines and renovating old wastewater treatment infrastructure.
Fulton County in western Kentucky holds the record for percentage of inmates from the state system. According to the report, 94% of people held in that county's jail are state inmates. Harlan County in eastern Kentucky has seen its population decrease, but its incarcerated population has risen by 1,500% since 1978. A lot of that increase, the report says, is from prisoners sentenced in the state system. A Harlan County official quoted in the report said nearly two-thirds of the county jail budget, or $1.8 million, comes from state payments for housing inmates. Shept says this practice can make governments dependent on the status quo of criminal justice policies. If Kentucky reduces the number of people it incarcerates, rural counties would be left to pay for outsized jails and to handle another significant drop in revenue. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.